Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on this Thursday from KKWC FM 95.7. Pat Powers, I'm being joined with this man who I kind of missed about a month or two ago. Nate Carr from the Iowa DNR is a conservation officer for Hamilton as well as Hardin counties. Nate, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Well, we're here to talk about kind of a busy summer, but now here we are. School starting this week, and now we're getting into the hunting season already, I believe.
Yeah, yep, believe it or not, we're ready to kick off the hunting seasons. That always starts with rabbit and squirrel, so that's going to start us off on August 30th and kind of get things rolling. So good news is, according to our biologist, our rabbit population is the highest it's been in over a decade, so we're kind of on an upswing. For our rabbit population, that's good news. Last year, we saw about 17,000 hunters harvesting over 77,000 rabbits across the state. So that, like I said, that's going to start off August 30th and run through February 28th. Same with squirrels. You know, we have, you know, abundant population of squirrels. That's going to start off August 30th and run through January 31st. Last year, we saw about 22,000 squirrel hunters harvesting over 124,000 squirrels in our state, which is a pretty good increase of over 30% from previous years. So those are both great ways to get out, pretty low investment type hunting. Typically, we just see a shotgun or a 22 being used. There's a lot of game out there and a lot of opportunity, so it's a great way to get young or new hunters out in the field, kind of start learning some of those basic hunting skills, and if you mess up, typically there's more opportunity right down the ridge or right over the hill. So for rabbits, just a few regulations to remember. You're limited to 10 rabbits a day, possession limit of 20, and with squirrels, a day limit of 6 and possession limit of 12. Now for both rabbit and squirrel, if you're 16 and over, the only license requirements you're going to need are your hunting license and habitat fee. Of course, there's no blaze orange requirements for hunting rabbit and squirrels, but we do recommend it. Typically, there are other hunters out in the field, especially if you're hunting public land. They might be hunting the same thing or they might be hunting something else. So we do recommend just making sure that you're visible, making sure you communicate to other hunters in the area so you all know where each other are at and you stand out. Of course, properly identify your target and what's beyond it as well.
So that's starting this weekend. But then after that, Nate, we have the dove season, which will begin on Labor Day.
Yep, we'll roll right into our dove opener, which will open up September 1st and run through November 29th. And so our dove season can be a little bit weather dependent. So last year we did see a decrease in our harvest numbers. But that being said, mourning doves are still the most abundant game bird in the country. There's still a lot of doves and a lot of opportunities with some of our more mild temps here recently. I'm hoping for a pretty good push and more doves in the area. But we'll see come Monday. Of course, some things you'll need for that is, of course, your hunting license and habitat fee. And because it's a migratory bird, something else that's required is to have is your HIP registration. So there's no cost to that, but it's a survey that any migratory bird hunter needs to take and have proof of in the field. So you can write that confirmation number on your license or take a screenshot on your phone, however you want to do it. And then as far as getting it, you can do that on the Go Outdoors Iowa app on your smartphone or at iowadnr.gov/waterfowl. When it does come to doves, shooting hours begin half an hour before sunrise and go until sunset, and you're limited to 15 doves per day. If you're still looking for a place to go dove hunting, there's several areas, both state, ground, and county managed areas where there's dove fields available for the public to go hunt. Typically, those are sunflower fields that have been mowed down leading up to the dove opener. And those tend to attract a lot of doves and be popular places to hunt. So if you go online and find our online hunting atlas, if you zoom in far enough, there should be a pin marking parking lots that are closest to dove fields. And so that'll help you find some access points. Of course, it's always a good idea to go ahead of time and see which fields have been really successful in attracting the most doves. to kind of help point you in the right direction.
And we should be some for some ideal weather there, Todd or Nate, as we get set for the season coming up on Monday. So ideal weather conditions. That's according to what Todd Bogenschutz was saying this week.
Yeah. I think we're looking at really good weather. And so it should be a busy, busy weekend with everything going on between the holiday and different openers.
Again, we're talking with Nate Carr with the Iowa DNR as a conservation officer for Hamilton as well as Hardin counties. Now, I know this month they had the survey going on there, Nate, regarding pheasants. I believe the road count for that. What have you heard about that?
Yeah, the first 2 weeks of August, biologists and conservation officers across the state have been doing a lot of routes, 30-mile routes to count pheasants and poults and rabbits and partridge and quail. Those are kind of the main things we look for. So those have all been completed for a couple weeks now. I think a lot of the information's been gathered, but they haven't quite sent out the final results yet. I think it's looking good. What I've heard has all been pretty positive, though, as far as our bird numbers for this coming fall. But next month I'll have to come in with some of those harder numbers and talk about that.
So those numbers will come out actually sometime early to mid-September.
Yeah, I think early September is when they're expected to come out and do some media releases on that.
All right, look forward to that. Now, here we are heading towards Labor Day weekend as we're doing this program this morning. Any advice you have for people who may be doing some camping? What have you seen for camping? Are we expecting full turnout for all the parks across Iowa for this holiday weekend?
It's a good question.
I hate to stump you.
Yep, I pass through a lot of campgrounds. I don't do a lot with the registration process, but I would expect with how nice the weather is and a three-day weekend for a lot of people that, yeah, they're going to be full and pretty busy. So it's a good opportunity to get out and maybe get one last camping trip in before school activities really take off and things like that.
Yeah, already school starting now. It's the fourth day in our school districts this week. Any other news you have concerning the DNR for this morning?
Yeah, one more season that's coming up right around the corner that I'll touch on really quick is our teal season, the September teal season. So U.S. Fish and Wildlife has reduced the length of the teal season to 9 days this year, and so that's going to open up September 6th and run through the 14th, so that should include a couple of weekends for guys to get out and hunt. Kind of like our dove, rabbits, and squirrels, you're required to have a hunting license and a habitat fee. It's a migratory bird, so you have to have that HIP registration that I was talking about. And then also, you are required to have your migratory game bird fee and your federal duck stamp if you're going to hunt waterfowl. So make sure you've got all that stuff ready to go. Any waterfowl, you are required to use non-toxic shot. So make sure you're not using or in possession of any lead shot, and that you've switched over to some kind of steel shot or another alternative like tungsten or bismuth. Make sure you check your gun and it's not capable of holding more than 3 shells when hunting waterfowl. So that's 2 in the magazine, 1 in the chamber. So make sure you insert a plug or whatever's needed to minimize that capacity to 3. One other thing with teal season. Typically, our regular duck season shooting hours begin half an hour before sunrise. So teal's a little bit different. The shooting hours for the teal season don't begin until sunrise. So make sure you wait until the right time to start shooting. And hopefully that'll help you better identify your target. There could be some other duck species in the mix. So make sure you're shooting the right target, properly identifying those as teal. And you are limited to 6 a day for that as well.
And the sunrise should be about just about 7 o'clock in there when that season goes on that starts September 6th. It's only 9 days, you say, huh?
Yep. They've reduced it a little bit to 9 days this year. And, sunrise looks like this morning it was about 6:37.
Yeah, 6:37 this morning.
Keep tipping the scale a little bit. But, yep, make sure you wait for that sunrise.
Coming up on September, starts September 6th. I believe is on a week from this coming Saturday, which is the big Iowa State football game that same day. Very good. Pretty soon we'll be talking all about pheasant season, even the deer hunting season coming up around December. I know the pheasant season coming up latter part of October, I believe. That's the last Saturday that would be the 25th of October.
Yep, Pheasant, I do believe, opens on the 25th this year. Yep, last Saturday in October. And, of course, we'll have archery season deer opening before that and multiple duck openers between the north and south zones. So from here on out, there's something opening up about every weekend, it seems like.
Very good. So, again, we have the season for the doves coming up on this coming Monday, the 1st of September, Labor Day. And then we have some, what is it, the season's coming up on Saturday the 30th. That is, again,
rabbit and squirrel.
Rabbit and squirrel season. Where is this autumn going around here? Goodness only knows. Anything else for the good of the cause there?
Should do it for now.
All right. Nate Carr, my guest from the Iowa DNR, from on this Thursday morning. Nate, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.